Yeah, I don't know. You were yelling.
You don't know if I'm reasonable?
Yeah, I don't.
I won't scream at you.
Eat s***! You f***ing ass! F*** you!
Okay, time for the latest installment of Change My Mind, where we rationalize our positions on controversial topics. Click the description to see previous installments. Now, this week, we decided to take on the current media narrative in that President Trump is a racist. You know what? I don't buy it. How about you? Is Donald Trump a racist, responsible for a rise in white supremacy? Comment below. Unfortunately, before we could even begin the conversation at our table, some folks were cocked and ready.
I would love for you to sit down.
You know what he said, right?
Yeah.
What did he say?
What are you talking about? He said that we need to close our borders to illegal immigrants.
Go home. Right? He was telling, remember the chant, the chant at his rally? What was the chant he led at his rally?
Go ahead, you tell me. I have no idea.
Yeah, go back home. Go back to the country you came from.
How is that racist?
It's racist because you need to understand they are already home.
Would you like me to explain to you?
No, if you can't honestly, you know what the chant is. You know exactly what that chant is.
You don't. You don't. You just said you don't. You just said you have no idea what the chant is.
No, I do. It's basically,
you just said he said
go back home.
Go
back home. It was something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Had nothing to do with people being minorities.
I'll recognize the actual quote, but it's just exactly
you'll never eventually recognize the quote.
Oh, no, I actually will.
Go ahead.
Like
go ahead. Take all the time. Take all the time.
The GOP, you know, they talk to Mueller as if he's a child. There is no precedent for this. When a president is completely corrupt, completely owned by a hostile foreign Putin, there's no precedent for that. It's an unwritten rule in America that you defend your country. That's what Mueller did. There was no exoneration.
Will I be able to speak? Am I allowed to speak? You said I tapped the line.
No, apparently not. No, apparently you're not allowed to speak.
Can I speak? Is that okay?
No, it's not okay.
So it's not okay for me to speak?
Not if you're going to lie to my face and pretend, if you pretend to not remember what that chant is,
tell me what the exact words are.
And none of your audience seems to want to remember
it. Tell me what the exact chants are. Tell me what the exact chants are.
Go back home. Go back home.
That's the exact chant?
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 Yeah, you're a damn backstabbing Trump supporter. Lying ass, lying right to my face. The chant.
I don't think you're a liar.
You know
you're wrong because you don't know the chant.
You know the
you
chant.
You have no
he
idea
led.
What you're talking about.
Lock her up as evidence.
Okay.
He's
so we've
completely
gone from,
compromised
we've
by
gone,
Putin.
We've gone from.
He wants he to said, become the United States of Putin.
This isn't really what we do with Change My Mind. Anyone's welcome to sit down
my mind.
And have a civil discussion.
You know, the
this
only
guy's
way
just
they
crazy.
Change their mind is if they squat and dump.
Come on, we're more than welcome to have this conversation That's if you know God. What you're talking about. Anytime, we
you
can just sit
to
and talk.
You need go back to the country you came from, white people.
Anyone think President Donald Trump is a racist? We hear all day today, we've been hearing that regarding the shooting that occurred in El Paso.
White people on both sides of Charlottesville.
Yep.
You know, if you benefit from the KKK, you are a racist. You are a racist.
What if you condemn the KKK?
He never has, he never will.
Our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. Racism is evil, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
Sure he did.
Not out loud.
Sure he did.
Well, maybe it's
many times.
Event.
Many times. By name.
Yeah. How many contacts do you have to see before you realize Donald Trump is a Putin production?
How about facts?
Trump is a Trump supporter. Many times they come up and say, Putin's not so bad. The point.
Hey, how many people here support Donald
tyrant,
Trump to a degree? Okay. Now, by same show of hands, how many people here think Putin is a dick? There you go. So maybe we can sit down and have
really,
common ground.
It doesn't really say anything, man.
Well, sure it does. You just said every Trump supporter.
No, not at all.
Everyone here, Trump supporters, not fans of Putin.
And you Trump supporters cannot be trusted. They're lying. All of them are lying.
I would love to sit down with you if you would like to talk.
I doubt it.
I really would.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about. Okay. At this point, there's nothing to talk about.
Okay. Listen. Anyone who agrees, disagrees, is welcome to sit down and have a conversation. Hopefully you can make a better case
Never
than the gentleman over there. I don't
of
think Donald Trump.
Conquering your country.
Donald Trump is not a racist.
Donald Trump is a racist.
Change
absolutely,
my mind.
Sir.
Present
Donald
some
Trump
factual information.
Donald Trump is a racist, and if you support Donald Trump, you are absolutely a racist.
So all of you here are racists. I just want to make sure, including you, Miss Brown Lady. Yeah. You're a white supremacist if I ever saw one.
Slavery, there are people who...
Yeah, let's just sit there. We don't have to disagree. I'm just, because you seemed pretty passionate in your responses here. Now, he just said, and I was trying to reiterate to make sure that I understood him correctly, but I think you all heard him say that if you support Donald Trump, you are a racist. Yeah. So you heard that. And you said that you do support Donald Trump to one degree or another.
During the times of slavery.
Why? And what do you make of what this man is saying?
Because I agree with his immigration policy. I'm not from America. I'm from the Netherlands. So, but in Europe, we have had open borders.
Right.
And my parents came here. My mom came here to August. She worked. She didn't live on welfare. She always worked for her money. My father took two jobs.
Right.
So then we had open borders. We had people coming in here, living off child benefits. My parents worked for those benefits. And you let people in from all cultures out there, and they don't assimilate.
Yeah.
We've had problems.
So when you hear President Donald Trump say, we need to secure our borders, we need to make sure that illegal immigrants are, you don't hear that as brown people. You hear that as illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
And you agree?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, that sounds entirely reasonable.
And people out there, listen, I'm from Europe. We had terrorist attack after terrorist attack.
You don't like being called a liar, stop supporting
liars. After France, that was war, but after Paris, after Manchester. So a terrorist can come in and blow up teenage girls at a pop concert.
Right. Under the obstruction of justice.
Right, that's normal.
And how long have you been in the United States?
I'm here on holiday.
Oh, okay.
But I've been here for the ninth time.
Okay.
My parents are America lovers, so my parents came here when I was little.
Well, we would love to have you if you can come out here. What do you do?
Yeah. I'm a teacher. So I work in the left wing.
Yeah, you work in a very left wing.
And we had a meeting a couple of weeks ago, and one of my colleagues didn't agree with me about Trump. We had a little bit of a fight. One of the colleagues gave me a Hillary Clinton for president mug to tease me.
Oh, really?
But I, as an immigrant, my parents are immigrants. I was born in the Netherlands. But right. I support strong borders. If you don't have strong borders, you don't have a country.
Right.
And Europeans are too weak. They are too comfortable. After World War II, they are too comfortable. They don't protect their borders. They think everybody should come here. Why?
Well, it could be because they're afraid of being accused of being racist, like you're seeing there. So.
In Europe, Europe is political correctness as a continent. So.
Well, there you have a Trump supporter from the Netherlands who doesn't believe herself to support the KKK, as far as I understand. So we just want to make sure we clarify that. I didn't want people to see you and be like, does she support the KKK? You know, they could do that. You know, you don't know what's on under those robes. So I understand that now. Well, thank you very much for sitting down. I appreciate it. I'm sorry that we couldn't be more productive. We're going to have to move locations.
So anyone who just wants to yell and accuse people of being a racist, stay here. Anyone who wants to sit down and have a disagreement of opinions, we're going to go over here, and everyone is welcome. And I don't know if you guys see this, and this is something that we deal with a lot, and I want you all to be aware of it when you watch the media. There's a big difference between arguing facts, and by the way, there can be facts that present both sides of the argument. I understand that. Sometimes you'll show up and someone will present a really compelling argument from the left. That being said, there's a big difference between arguing facts or even presenting your opinion and immediately attributing a motive to your opposition, right? That's what happens when you say your opposition. You've all been accused of being racist. You've all been accused of being Putin supporters. You've all been accused of supporting the KKK. That shuts down the discussion before it begins. And that's something that we try not to do. So I appreciate that everyone is here, that everyone's been civil. We haven't had anyone who disagrees willing to sit down yet, but listen, I want to do it in good faith.
Luckily, after we moved our table and had some distance between us and Bruce, people who disagreed were willing to sit down, and we had some pretty productive conversations.
I think he tried to take the free phone away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That doesn't mean he's a racist.
That is racist.
People are arrested in Germany, jailed for speech.
No! No!
Yes.
They're arrested. They're arrested if they use hateful speech. Because of course they are! Okay, off. So you want Nazis?
You guys started it.
More of those conversations next Tuesday. Don't forget to support us by joining up at Mug Club for $99 annually, $69 for students, veterans, active military at louderwithcrowder.com. It's the only way to keep these videos going, as well as access the full Daily Show and entire Blaze catalog. Now, finally, realizing he was no longer the center of attention, this crazy leftist decided that he wanted to sit down.
You want to sit down and talk?
Sure.
What do you think?
I don't know if he's reasonable.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know if I'm reasonable?
Yeah, I don't.
I won't scream at you.
I obliged with some very clear conditions.
All right, the only thing is you have to promise that when we're done, and you leave.
They can't just sit here and not let anyone else sit down.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I get up no matter what. You're not going to throw me up. I'll get up when it's time to go. Whatever.
They can't just sit here and not let anyone else sit down.
Oh, no, I'm not going to do that. No, I get up no matter what. You're not going to throw me up. I'll get up when it's time to go.
Whatever it takes.
Are you really seriously? I don't think so. Have fun with that. Fun crowd.
It is a fun crowd. It's been a great crowd.
Good supporters.
What's your name?
Bruce, or Jesus Christ, depending on your ability to recognize yourself in the mirror.
Okay, I'll go with Bruce. So, Bruce. No,
it's actually Jesus Christ. You'll go with Jesus Christ.
I'll go with Bruce.
Okay.
So, Bruce, I don't believe that President Donald Trump is a racist.
The reason you should go with Jesus Christ is because I'm right here in front of you. Hmm. And you can actually learn something from helping to save our country and saving the world.
Okay.
We have to get all minds on, all hands on deck, all minds on point. Protect the truth.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly. That's the correct way to pronounce my name. Jesus Christ is the correct way to pronounce my name. You stumbled upon it.
There you go.
I'm serious about that.
Okay, I don't believe that President Donald
Trump... I'm you, you're me. There's only one me in all reality.
Yeah. We'll go back to the Jesus Christ thing. This is the reason we're here. We have the sign. I don't buy it that Donald Trump's a racist.
Why?
So you were yelling earlier, pretty upset.
Why? Because he might not get elected if people believe he's a racist. That's why you don't like it?
No, that's not why. I don't believe that he's a racist.
It feels uncomfortable to feel like you're a racist because you support Donald Trump?
If you sit down...
Is that why?
If you sit down... The onus is on you to change my mind. That's the whole idea. So you rationalize your argument.
Part of changing your mind is revealing your motives.
You don't know my motives.
Why you don't want to see Trump as a racist. You have motives. And yeah, you do. You definitely have motives. You want to get Trump elected, right? You're a Trump supporter. You want to see him get elected. You don't want people to think he's a racist. And because if they think Trump's a racist and you're a Trump supporter, they're going to see you as a racist. And you don't like how that feels. So you're motivated to convince people Trump's not a racist. Whether he's a racist or not, you couldn't give a crap. But you want to convince everyone he's not a racist.
Yeah.
So he gets elected.
So everything you've just said is incorrect.
No, it's exactly correct. Accurate.
Everything you've just said is incorrect.
No, it's exactly correct. It's exactly accurate.
And it's in the realm of something that couldn't, let's assume you were correct.
What you're saying is incorrect.
You said you were going to sit down and you're going to be civil.
I am. I bet you can't call something I say incorrect when it's actually correct.
Sure, I can call it incorrect. Well, I'm going to explain to you why it's incorrect.
And I can say your statement of saying it was incorrect.
Okay.
But anyway, go ahead.
You're a racist.
You're a racist.
You're a tried and true racist.
How am I a racist?
I think you're a racist.
Okay,
The fact that you made this your raison d'etre.
How?
I think you're a racist. I think you're anti-Jewish by insulting people of the Jewish ethnicity, claiming that you are Jesus Christ.
No,
I think you're a racist.
Insult anybody.
Prove to me you're not a racist.
Okay, I will.
Prove to me you're not a racist.
I will. There is no proof. You can't prove you're not a racist.
You're a racist.
You can prove yourself a racist, though.
Oh, okay. You can't, I'm saying your motive is that you're a racist.
If you put brown people in cages to be ever seen by pedophiles, you're a racist.
Yeah.
If you stand up and say, I'm Jesus Christ, I am you, you are me, there's only one me in all of reality, let's have the back of life itself and not go extinct, that doesn't make you a racist.
No,
it doesn't make you a hater of Jews. It makes you a person saying, hey, I am you, you are me, there's only one me in all of reality.
No, you're a racist.
Let's have the back of life itself. Save life from going extinct. Honesty and truth before the lies of pride.
Yeah.
That matters.
You should be more honest about your racism.
I am honest about who I am.
You should be more honest about your racism.
I understand the racist that you are.
Well,
I understand the racist that you
I
are.
I think you're a racist.
You are a complete racist.
You're a racist.
Inside your head, I can
you're
see
you. You're a racist.
You are a racist.
I am rubber. You are glue,
sir. You are a racist.
Bounces
you're
off of me and
you're
sticks
racist.
To you, Bruce.
You're racist.
Bruce Christ, you're a racist.
You can stay.
Bruce Christ, you're a racist.
You can stay little
And you're
rhymes,
particularly a racist because you're the only one who insulted anyone of color here. Our nice brown from the Netherlands.
Oh, really?
Thank you, racist. You're good.
You're absolutely out of your mind.
You didn't prove to us that you're not
understand.
A racist.
But hopefully you remember
this. Listen, dummy, it's a thought exercise.
No one here to protect our country.
It's a thought exercise. If you attribute motive, productive country.
Except the me within us all.
Listen.
No power that.
Okay. All right. That's enough.
No power
right,
above
get up,
you.
Get up and
no
leave.
Power above you.
Leave.
There's no power above you nor below you.
Get
and your responsibility to save life from extinction.
Leave. Leave.
I'm going to stand right here. Hey, keep your hands off me, Luke.
Leave.
Keep
leave.
Your in it. What is this?
Off.
Hey, keep
Bruce.
Your damn hands off
Bruce.
Me. What is this?
Bruce.
What is this?
Bruce.
Hey. Boy,
Bruce.
I'm going after my stuff, you tool.
Let him take his stuff.
I even raised my hand to you
Bruce.
once.
Bruce.
What is
Bruce.
This crap?
Bruce.
This crap.
Bruce.
Eat shit. You ass. You.
Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. That's straight from me. Jesus Christ.
Christ! Eat my butt!
This, of course, comes from the Proverbs. And Jesus Christ, in his anguish, cried out that his detractors should lick his swollen butthole.
I want to press charges to the full extent of the law.
I don't think Jesus is going to like the way this one ends up.
For your viewing pleasure, here are the police officers, upon reviewing the footage, notifying Bruce Christ that should he press charges, he would find himself immediately in jail as well.
Let him go. Let him go.
It's telling me more about you guys than anything else. You're destroying credibility of the most important law enforcement officers we've got. But let him go. Let him go.
He politely declined.
It's my word against I get arrested if he gets arrested. Bullshit. Bullshit.
Now, it would be easy to just say that Bruce Christ is a crazy person, and he is, but where, oh where, have I heard these exact same arguments before?
Well, Jesus Christ, of course he's racist.
Yes. Basically threatening us with going full racist.
Suggesting that the entire Trump vote was racist and by racists?
I think yes.
Do you believe President Trump is a racist?
Yeah. No question.
Look at what he's done. It's racist.
That statement of Trump's is old school racism.
That doesn't make you not racist. It actually makes you racist. If you support somebody who does racist things, that makes you racist.
Present some factual information.
You're a racist, and if you support Donald Trump, you're absolutely a racist.
This president is encouraging greater racism.
They are softening the ground for straight up racism out of the president's Twitter account.
He's launching a blatantly racist attack on four duly elected members of the United States of House of Representatives.
His own words and actions are racist too.
There's never been a president in American history who's been as so openly racist and divisive.
He's racist, and no, black people can't be racist.
This is not the first, nor will it be the last time we hear disgusting, bigoted language from the president.
Down because you are
if
racist.
If you put brown people in cages to be ever seen by pedophiles, you're racist.